On Tuesday's front page, Scotland Yard's assistant commissioner resigned less than 24 hours after his boss quit. This amid new investigations of possible police wrongdoing in the phone hacking scandal. We'll look at who's behind soccer matches that are rigged, and the Episcopal Church is divided on same-sex marriage. That means priests can marry gay couples in some places, but not in others. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the phone hacking scandal brought down another high-profile figure in Britain. John Yates of Scotland Yard resigned amid questions about his handling of the investigation. Times reporter Graham Bowley explains where Yates fit into the picture.
In 2009, when evidence first started to emerge that hacking went further than we'd originally thought, he looked at the evidence and decided not to reopen the inquiry. And in the light of the evidence that has emerged, that decision has faced all sorts of scrutiny in the last few days. You can sort of feel the political landscape shifting here. The opposition parties are grasping the momentum, and the leader of the opposition made an important speech arguing that now is a moment for relations between political parties and the press to change.
Prime Minister David Cameron is feeling the heat from his own close ties to people in Rupert Murdoch's media empire. He cut short a trip to Africa and called an emergency session of Parliament for Wednesday. On Tuesday, lawmakers are to question Murdoch and his son James, along with Rebecca Brooks. She was arrested last week after resigning as chief executive of Murdoch's newspaper operation in Britain. Another story on our front page says Murdoch's associates tried for years to blunt the scandal. It took 4 years to hand over evidence indicating the News of the World was paying the police for information. Along the way, a key editor's computer equipment was destroyed, and email evidence was lost. The paper's parent company also paid people who threatened legal action in return for their silence. John Whittingdale, a Conservative member of Parliament who's chairman of the committee that will question the Murdochs, says they need to come clean on who authorized what and who knew what. Also on Tuesday's front page, the authorities say criminal operations from Singapore to Malaysia are behind scandals involving soccer matches that are rigged. They also say match fixing has gotten worse in the last few months. Last week, 30 players and coaches were jailed in Turkey. Since June, 55 professional soccer players in South Korea have been indicted, and more than a dozen people have been implicated in a scandal in Finland. Other investigations are going on in Italy, Germany, and at least 9 other nations. Tuesday's Times says the only way for Washington to avoid a financial crisis may be a legislative magic trick that depends on a disputed procedural maneuver. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to go along with an increase in the debt limit without actually voting for it or giving in to President Obama's demand for tax increases. The negotiations are continuing. House Republicans shrugged off a veto threat from the White House over what the administration considers unrealistic spending caps. This has been a year of bad weather across much of the country. Times reporter Kim Severson says meteorologists on television have emerged as unlikely heroes. This goes well beyond whether you need to carry an umbrella to work in the morning. She says forecasters have become the eggheads of television newsrooms. Most of them have advanced degrees and studied things like atmospheric thermodynamics. At one station in Atlanta, forecaster Glenn Eller also has a new radar system that cost $1.7 million. The Episcopal Church is divided over how to respond to the legalization of same-sex marriage in New York. Beginning Sunday, priests can marry gay couples in Brooklyn and Queens, but not in Manhattan, the Bronx, or Staten Island. The reason is the decision on what priests can and cannot do has been left to local bishops. Of the 6 bishops in New York State, 2 have given the green light for priests to officiate at gay weddings. 1 has said absolutely not. 1 says priests can bless weddings of gays and lesbians but not officiate, and the other 2 remain undecided. Inside Tuesday's Times, a 97-year-old Hungarian man was acquitted in connection with a World War II massacre. Chandor Kapiro had been convicted at 2 earlier trials. This time he was found not guilty of war crimes charges in the deaths of 36 people in Serbia. Kapiro was a police officer. He said he rounded up people before the massacre, but he denied killing anyone or giving an order to shoot. General David Petraeus handed over command of the Afghan war. General John Allen said he had no illusions about the challenges he's facing. He'll guide NATO forces as they hand over responsibility for security to Afghan soldiers. Rural America is facing another headache. It's losing its airline service. Last week, Delta said it was cutting service to 24 small cities in 6 Midwestern states. Tuesday's Times says other airlines are expected to follow Delta's lead. They, too, are looking to ground smaller turboprops that don't do well on fuel economy. This comes as the House and Senate are moving to phase out $200 million a year in subsidies. The money has kept planes going to more than 100 small towns and cities. New York is getting a new weapon against gridlock. It's a $1.6 million system with video cameras and microwave sensors. They've been set up at 23 intersections around the city. Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the new equipment will tell transportation officials when and where traffic is tied up so they can manipulate the traffic lights. That's supposed to help traffic flow smoother. Cue the Jeopardy music. The clue is this Obama nominee was a 5-time champion on Jeopardy. The answer is, who was Richard Cordray? President Obama nominated him to head the new Consumer Protection Bureau. As a Jeopardy contestant in 1987, he won just over $40,000, plus another $5,000 on the show's Tournament of Champions. At the time, he told Alex Trebek he had no idea what he'd do with the money. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.